Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In this week's program, we look at blood donation and how you can save a life. The shortage of blood can lead to death and often causes patients more suffering. The availability of adequate, safe blood therefore saves lives and improves health. To ensure this life-saving fluid is always accessible, a stable cadre of regular voluntary unpaid blood donors is necessary.
The repeat voluntary donor carries the lowest risk to the transfusion recipient. So the whole onus is on getting those repeat voluntary donors.
To help you solidify your decision to become a blood donor, here are some facts you should know to ensure you make an informed decision. First up, you have to be 17 and older to donate blood. You also have to be healthy.
A diabetic can donate, provided they are well controlled on oral medication. Persons with tattoos can donate after a year. So at the time when they have the tattoo for the first year, they're unable to donate. But after that, they're allowed to donate. For piercings, dental procedures, 2 weeks. Smokers, in terms of marijuana, 3 days deferred. So you must not have smoked for 3 days.
Director of the National Blood Transfusion Service, Dr. Angela Scott. Dr. Scott, however, points out that there are some persons who are unable to donate blood because of medical reasons. This group includes persons with uncontrolled hypertension and anemia.
Anemia is the biggest reason why we have to defer our donors. If you have an active medical condition that is not diagnosed, or you're undergoing treatment, or it's a malignancy, then those persons are also deferred.
So you're 17 and over, healthy, and you've decided to donate blood. But on your way to the collection center, you remember you haven't eaten and decide to get something to catch up your stomach. Is this okay?
If you haven't had a recent meal or an adequate meal, we're going to defer you to have that before we will collect the unit from you.
What's the donation process like?
The process is safe. It is not harmful to the person. And in terms of the needle, it is not nearly as bad as it seems. Most people will say they have no recollection of even feeling it. We start by collecting name, address, telephone number. Then a confidential questionnaire is done. And there's a mini examination, which would involve blood pressure, weight, checking the hemoglobin to ensure that it is safe for you to donate, along with checking the blood group. Once that is done and you have been selected as a suitable donor, then you go to the donation process, which takes only about 7 minutes.
Here is what happens after the blood is donated.
The unit of blood has to go through a separation process where the components are made. Samples from the blood that is taken now has to go through a number of other tests. We have to check for HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HTLV 1 and 2, VDRL, which is the marker for syphilis. Outside of that, we need to group the unit. We need to do an antibody screen on the unit. So all of that takes a while.
Blood comes with an expiration date, and its shelf life is very short. Regular voluntary unpaid blood donors are therefore necessary to ensure this life-saving fluid is always accessible.
The shelf life of red cells, which is what most persons need, is 35 days. So after 35 days, they would have expired. If you think about platelets, the situation is even worse. Platelets last for only 5 days. So if we generate them on Monday, by next Monday, we need a new set. So again, reiterating the need for persons to commit to assisting the service by becoming repeat voluntary donors.
Director of the National Blood Transfusion Service, Dr. Angela Scott. Now that you're armed with the facts about blood donation, visit any of the collection centers across the island and give the gift of life. Give blood. That's it for this week's Healthline. I'm Camilla Guthrie, encouraging you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.